Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pendengar, bencana hidrometeorologi, banjir bandang dan tanah longsor yang dipicu oleh curah hutan ekstrim pada akhir November 2025 telah menimbulkan dampak besar di wilayah Aceh dan juga di daerah Sumatera Utara dan Sumatera Barat. Saat ini tim SBS News berada di daerah tersebut dan kami mendapat kesempatan berbincang dengan Claudia Vanhart, jurnalis dari SBS News. Saat ini Claudia Vanhart berada di daerah Burren. Ia mengatakan bahwa meskipun air banjir sudah surut seminggu setelah bencana, namun para penyintas di Provinsi Aceh masih mengalami kesulitan membersihkan tumpukan lumpur yang setinggi atap rumah mereka secara mandiri tanpa adanya peralatan yang memadai, dan mereka harus bertahan di tenda evakuasi tanpa pasokan makanan dan air serta bantuan lain yang mencukupi, padahal mereka harus melakukan pekerjaan fisik yang melelahkan.
I'm in Burren at the moment in Aceh province. We've been traveling through the province this week, spending time in different parts of the disaster zone. And what we've seen is basically floodwaters are now receding a week on, but the mud that's been left behind by these landslides isn't going anywhere. And in some cases, it's still stacked up as high as some people's roofs. They've told us that they're not getting any help, any assistance to actually start cleaning out that mud. So for most families, it's just something they have to do themselves. They have shovels, they're using their hands, they don't have any real equipment to do that. And because they can't sleep in their homes are inundated with mud. Some people still can't even get into their homes because the mud is blocking the doors and the windows. They're sleeping in evacuation tents. They don't have proper bedding. Some people say they still don't have a steady supply of food and water coming in, of aid coming in. So they're trying to do this very hard physical manual labor while they're exhausted. And I think now, after what's now been more than a week, it's really taking a toll on these communities.
Bencana ini sangat luas, seperti yang telah dikatakan, mempengaruhi 3 provinsi termasuk Daerah Istimewa Aceh, Sumatera Barat, dan Sumatera Utara. Kerusakan infrastruktur, terutama jembatan dan jalanan, telah menyebabkan banyak penduduk yang terisolasi, sehingga bantuan hanya dapat diberikan melalui udara dan sangat terbatas. Hal tersebut telah mempengaruhi kesejahteraan para penyintas.
Yeah, it's a really wide impact zone. So across northern Sumatra, there's 3 provinces that have been badly affected. Aceh, where we are, North Sumatra and West Sumatra. Mm-hmm. And across all that entire zone, there are still communities that are completely isolated. So they are the worst affected communities. The reason so many communities were isolated was because when these landslides and flash floods came in, a lot of bridges collapsed. So in Aceh, at least a dozen bridges collapsed. A similar story in North Sumatra. And many of the main regional highways, main roads, were destroyed and cut off by these landslides as well. So for some of those communities, they've started restoring access. But for others, the only way you can get in right now is by air. And the government's flying in aid by helicopter and by plane. And they say they're trying to do more of that this week. They say they're allocating more resources to that. But it's still those isolated communities that are the most affected. They say that they're not getting enough aid. Some of them said after a week they still haven't received any aid. So for them, not only are they, you know, dealing with having lost members of their community, because it's also those places where the death tolls were the highest, but the survivors of these floods and landslides are now just struggling to make it through every day.
Dan sampai saat ini bantuan paling besar datangnya dari pemerintah Indonesia melalui Badan Bantuan Bencana Nasional dan juga bantuan dari pihak kelompok masyarakat.
Yeah, the National Disaster Relief Agency is the one sort of doing a lot of the aid delivery. Civil society groups have been very active as well, trying to coordinate assistance and help. And there are, you know, some donations coming from the public as well.
Gubernur Aceh sempat mengatakan bahwa bencana alam ini merupakan yang terburuk yang mereka alami sejak tsunami 2004, 21 tahun yang lalu.
And here in Aceh, The governor said that he believes this is the worst natural disaster they've had since the 2004 tsunami 21 years ago. And that's a stunning comparison to make. I mean, everyone knows how devastating that was for this region. So that's what the memory is right now for them. That's what this is reminding them of.
Namun penduduk menilai skala respons dan dukungan bantuan, terutama dari pihak asing, tidak sebanding atau sebesar yang diharapkan, mengingat skala kehancuran dan jumlah korban jiwa saat ini.
A lot of people have been crying out for foreign donations as well, like we usually see after major disasters. I haven't heard too much about any major foreign appeals just yet for this, which is surprising given the scale of the destruction and what we already know about the death toll, keeping in mind there are still hundreds of people who've been reported missing as well. So they got quite emotional talking about that because they feel like, I mean, they were physically cut off at one point. People couldn't access them because their communities were isolated. But now they feel cut off from, I guess, that kind of foreign support.
Selain kurangnya bantuan bahan makanan yang didapat, kini timbul kekhawatiran lain, yaitu kesehatan para penyintas yang harus berjuang melawan lumpur dan kurangnya pasokan air bersih.
The biggest issues they're talking about is, as well as food and water, is health, because there is so much mud, and when there's all that mud and water after these floods and landslides sitting around, it can become contaminated. It can contaminate, you know, clean drinking water sources. It can contaminate everything. And some people have already reported developing skin infections in the days after the flood. So there's a lot of worry about health.
Sementara itu, dampak kerusakan infrastruktur, terutama komunikasi dan jaringan listrik, telah memperburuk situasi dan kondisi para penyintas yang terisolasi.
Keeping in mind the electricity network has been impacted pretty heavily as well. So there's concerns about sanitation. The phone networks are still down. They are improving. We've seen in the last couple of days our team is getting more phone reception, which is how we're able to speak with you right now. But in some of the more isolated areas, it's still very heavily impacted. So it's been actually very hard to get information out of those areas because people can't communicate with the communities outside. So there are so many factors, food, water, shelter, for example. They're sleeping in tents, the people who've lost their homes. But they're crammed in, some people have told us, in some cases, 50 to 100 people all in one tent. And they don't have mattresses, they don't have blankets, they don't have bedding. They're just sleeping on the floor. So if you, every facet of life has been impacted by this.
Seorang penyintas, Ibu Armiati, menjelaskan situasi di tempat penampungan.
Sedangkan di lokasi kami di sini, belum ada MCK-nya, belum ada tenda untuk tempat berteduh malam, tempat beristirahat, tempat beribadat. Jadi kami sangat butuh pertolongan untuk warga kami di sini.
Meskipun cuaca terburuk telah lewat, namun ada kekhawatiran jika hujan turun dalam waktu dekat ini, air hujan akan membuat lumpur yang ada lumer kembali dan ini dapat menimbulkan situasi yang berbahaya bagi para penyintas.
So the heavy rain has stopped, but there is still rain coming, you know, almost every day. And when that happens, all of the mud sort of loosens up again and starts running through these communities again, and it sort of undoes some of their cleanup effort. With the mud, like it quite quickly sets, and it's quite dangerous actually because you look at it and you think it's ground and it might be safe to walk on, but once you step in it, your foot might sink down and suddenly you're in it up to your knee, and it's because it's so thick you can't get the leg out. So we've seen so many people trying to get to their homes surrounded by mud, taking a wrong step and ending up being stuck, and then people having to help them out. It is delaying things, and also it has meant that it's been a bit slower for those flash floods to recede as well. We're still seeing pretty significant floodwaters in some of these communities.
Meskipun menunjukkan ketangguhan, terutama yang terlihat dari cara anak-anak menyesuaikan diri dan bermain di lingkungan yang tersisa, masih banyak bantuan yang dibutuhkan oleh komunitas di Aceh agar mereka dapat memulai pekerjaan untuk membangun kembali dan pulih sepenuhnya.
The communities we've met with have been, you know, incredibly resilient though, and it's been really interesting seeing the kids in these communities. They wouldn't be, you know, fully aware of what's going on, but it's been fascinating to see how they're reacting. They're sort of making the most of it. They're just sort of playing in what's left of their communities. They seem like incredibly resilient towns and villages up here in Aceh, and what we're hearing from them is that they want to recover, they want to do the work to rebuild their communities, but they just feel like they need more help from outside.
Demikian tadi laporan dari Claudia Van Hart dan Ricky Kusumo tentang bencana di Aceh.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.